Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool once again. We are on chapter 22 and we have traversed a longer distance in our understanding about the shares. Now onwards, we are entering into yet another important territory, which is the theory territory. This chapter and the next chapter will talk about the theories of investing in shares. This chapter is going to focus on random theory. The learning objectives of this chapter is to understand the random theory of investment and also the advantages and disadvantages and the factors on which it is based. So it is going to be a very interesting chapter. In this chapter, we will learn the random theory, the advantages, as well as the pitfalls. Now, what is random theory of investment? Random theory of investment is based on the premise that there is no logic in share price movements. Prices will rise and fall on whims and by manipulation of individuals. There is no need to study the trends and the movements of prices prior to making an investment in shares. Very, very important assumption in the random theory. A share purchase at a random on a whim is likely, it is argued, to be as successful as another purchase after days of contemplation and thought. It pays credence to the mob instinct that people are like cattle, that people follow the crowd. If one buys, all buy irrespective of whether the share is a good buy, whether the share is worth the price or not. Another important observation on the random theory. Why did random theory win weightage? The random theory gained weightage from the fact two basic methods of predicting prices, fundamental analysis and techniques, are not completely accurate. So if they are not completely accurate, there has to be something, and that something came to be random theory, and hence it gained the weightage. Now let us understand the advantages of the random theory. As shares are picked at random without preference or evaluation or bias, the question of good or bad judgment does not arise as no judgment takes place. This makes it easier for persons who have no idea of the stock markets to invest. The second advantage, as the shares are picked at random, there can be no question of following the crowd, and hence one is insulated against the dangers of the crowd being wrong. So both aspects are very important. First, when you pick the shares without preference or evaluation or bias, the question of good or bad does not arise. It's very easy for the person to pick shares. Second, since there is no question of following the crowd, following the dangers of the crowd is absolutely insulated. The third advantage of random theory, the investment decision can never be ill-informed as no information is sought or considered before the investment is made. And the fourth point, as the shares purchased are selected at random without any bias, the chances of accumulating the balance portfolio are large. The investment would be protected against industry risk and cyclicality. The returns too are likely to be reasonable and usually above average. So these are the four solid advantages of random theory. Now let us look at the pitfalls. The random theory lays the investment decision beyond the investor's control in as much as the shares purchased are chosen in a manner where the investor has no control on the shares that will be chosen. This is one pitfall. The second pitfall is too much dependence is placed on the lady luck, and if the luck is against the investor, he tends to lose a lot of money. But then random is countered this with orient is fortune juvet, which means fortune favors the brave. So it's a sort of different theory wherein the randomness is given more preference. The third pitfall on the random selection is possible for one to pick dogs or lemons, shares that have no potential or hope to grow in the foreseeable future. Random theory is speculation at its best. the belief that prices will and must rise and shares will rise, come what may. The obvious danger is that prices could fall and one may be plain unlucky. So these pitfalls and advantages should be taken into account before one embraces a random theory. The three factors to remember: technical and financial analysis cannot guarantee superior returns. It cannot outperform a simple buy and hold the strategy in the long run. Number two, one must diversify one's portfolio as much as possible. This eliminates the risk that is inherent in the individual companies. Number three, the random theory also advocates the need to create a long-term period, as studies have proved that random theory is not effective in the short term. So the three important points to be considered: technical and financial analysis cannot guarantee superior returns. It cannot outperform a simple buy and hold strategy in the long run. One must diversify one's portfolio. And number three, random theory specifically advocates a long-term period and not effective in the short term. So what is the conclusion of this chapter? The random theory, above all, vindicates that price movements cannot be predicted with certainty over a period of time. This concept makes the game exciting and enthralling. Throw your darts and join the game and see what happens. But be very careful while you embrace the random theory. Thank you.